Welcome again to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. Well, today let's go to 1 John 2:15, where it says, "Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Wow, that passage confronts worldliness with a frightening conclusion. It's basically telling us if the love of the world's in your heart, the love of the Father's not. John, tell us, could that mean if you struggle with worldliness, maybe sins like lust or pride, you're not really a Christian?
No, of course not. Struggling with worldliness is the experience of every believer. We all struggle with the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, the very things that are in that same passage. But we don't love those things. We don't love the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, but unregenerate people do. They live for that. That's their passion. They want to fulfill their pride. They want to fulfill their lust. They want to fulfill everything that rises up out of their fallen nature. That's what they love. But a believer? No. Do we fall to those things? Sure, because we're still in our unredeemed humanness. Do we love those things? No. Unbelievers hate righteousness and love sin. Believers hate sin and love righteousness. We love the Lord. We love the Lord and we want to love Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we want to love our neighbors as ourselves. Those are the first two great commandments. That's because our lives have been totally transformed. We don't love the world, but we're still here. And we still have unredeemed flesh. And so we can be tempted by it and fall into sin. But that's not what we love.
If you'd like more in-depth teaching from the book of 1 John, or if you'd like to submit a Bible question, go to MacArthurCommentaries.com. And thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur.